Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I want to encourage you, if you've not already, to pick up your copy of All I Needed to Know I Learned from Columbo, as well as its sequel ebook, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Dragnet. In it, we examine the careers and history of seven fictional detectives and policemen in each book, and also look at life lessons that can be learned based on their cases and history. These are available as ebooks wherever fine ebooks are sold, or also as an audiobook in the iTunes store or through audible.com. Now, it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie, the original air date, February 11th, 1947. This one is the Duke Collins murder.
Quiet, you guys. You want to send him a telegram that we're coming after him?
Yes. Sorry, Inspector Faraday. The stairs creaked.
Yeah, your brain would be creaking if you had one. Those two mugs we're after are killers.
Yeah, I know that, Inspector. I don't think they heard us.
I don't think so either. Or there'd be lead pouring down on us by now. Okay, here's the landing. And that's the door. Get to work on it with your passkey. And don't make any noise.
Yeah, all right, Inspector. They're probably asleep anyhow, though. It's 3 a.m., and we know they went upstairs about midnight.
Never mind what they are. Just get that door open. You sure you've got the right key?
Yes. It'll work, Inspector Faraday. I tried it this afternoon while Dawson and Murdoch were out. Yeah, this is the one, all right.
Okay, men.
Yes, sir.
Not a sound now.
Right.
This is it. As soon as the door is open, make a beeline for that bed. Remember, the two men in it will shoot if they get a chance. See that they don't get the chance. Go to Wexford.
Right. There. The lock turned, Inspector. I'll open the door.
Get a look at those two.
Yeah.
Sleeping as if they didn't have a care in the world.
Okay, boys. What? Go get them.
All right, come on.
All right, we got him, Inspector Faraday. Both of them. Handcuffed.
Good. Drag him out of here and down to the jail. Well, Dawson, finally got you, huh?
So what?
This town isn't very healthy for killers, as you're going to find out very soon.
Think you got me, don't you, Faraday?
A disinterested observer might say that, Dawson. You and your pal Murdoch are as good as in the chair right now.
That's what you think, Flatfoot. Remember what I'm telling you. You haven't got a jail in this town, in this country, strong enough to hold Murdoch and me. We'll be out before you know it.
It says here. Come on, you guys, drag him out of this room. You boys did a good night's work. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, be proud of them, Faraday. But don't be so proud of yourself. You won't be when you remember what I'm telling you. There isn't a jail in this town strong enough to hold Murdoch and me.
And now meet Dick Colmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Listen to this, Blackie.
What, Mary?
You know those two killers Inspector Faraday caught?
Dawson and Murdoch? Sure. What happened to them? And no matter what it isn't enough.
You haven't seen the newspaper.
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact. Something about Dawson and Murdoch?
They got away.
Oh.
It says here, they were being held overnight in a detention cell. They had a visitor this morning, and sometime around noon, they sawed the bars off their cell and escaped.
Uh-oh. Faraday will be fit to be tied. Whoever the visitor was probably smuggled in the hacksaw. Too bad they got away. They're both pretty dangerous characters.
Maybe you ought to stay in this evening.
Maybe I ought to go out and see if I can find some trace of them for the good inspector.
Oh, no, you don't. Faraday's a good friend of yours, but you're a good friend of mine. And I'm not letting you go out after a couple of killers. Now, who can that be?
Mary?
I'm sorry. I always say that when the phone rings, don't I?
When the phone rings, I always say, hello? Oh.
Hello, Blackie.
Yes?
This is Duke Collins, the radio singer. I need your help. I've been threatened.
Really? By whom and with what?
Well, I don't know the man. He called me a little while ago and said he was going to come up and see me. If I didn't do what he wanted, he'd see to it that I never sang again. I called you, Blackie. I was afraid to call the police.
Where are you, Collins?
Snyder Apartment, Suite 928. If you're coming up here, Blackie, please hurry. I'm...
Hey, Collins, what's going on there?
That's just a sample, Collins.
Hey, what is this? Hey, Collins!
Hang it up, I said.
What?
What was that, Blackie?
Duke Collins, the crooner. Somebody's smacking him all over his apartment.
Oh, my gosh, Blackie. Why would anybody want to beat up Collins?
Because he's a crooner, maybe. Well, that's beside the point, Mary. The point is that he wanted help, but he asked for it a little too late.
Okay, Professor. Run it over. I want to hear it.
Must I?
To be vague about the answer, yes, you must. And hurry up. Get over to that piano.
But I'm very tired, young man.
Get over there.
There's no need to push me. I was going over. Here are the words of the song you wanted. Worked out just the way you wanted.
It better be right, Professor. That's all I got to tell you. It better be right.
I followed your instructions. I'm sure I followed them.
Well, let's hear. Go on, play the tune. I'm waiting.
Just a minute.
Play the chorus. I'll follow these words while you're playing.
That's what I'm about to do. It starts right here.
Fate was feeling frisky when she made us to meet. She knocked you off the beam and knocked me right off my feet. She made a careful creature when she fashioned you. And I'll hold you in my arms. She kept a special moon awaiting just for us tonight. She built some special weather so our romance would be right. She had a special reason, and the reason in the main was to hold you in my arms. Lady, I'm telling you, I know what you're worth. Paradise is plenty nice now that it's right here on earth. So, darling, if you can't wait, why, just count up to 10, and I'll hold you in my arms.
Well, young man, you like it?
I think it stinks.
It's rather difficult to compose. You wanted so many different things in it, and you said it had to sound like a song.
Sure, I said that. It sounds like a song, all right. That's all I can say for it. Do you know what this thing that sounds like a song is going to do?
Of course not. I just followed your instructions.
You've been a good boy. You followed instructions. So maybe I won't clip you too hard.
No, please. Please don't hit me at all. Please. I'm an old man.
Don't worry, Pop. Maybe I ain't going to be much older.
This place has got me down, Dawson. It's got me down.
Yeah, did you like jail better, Ape? Sorry I had those saws smuggled in so you and I could break out. Go on, play solitaire and stop bothering me.
All I'm saying is these four walls just drive me a little out of my mind. There's only some way we could get out for a while.
Every cop in the city is looking for us. Turn on the radio if you want something to
do. I'm sick of the radio. I'm sick of everything in this broken-down room.
You ought to be glad we have it, Ape. There ain't no green door at the end of this hall. Remember that.
I don't know what's at the end of this hall. All I know is I'm getting jittery. When is the message going to come through? That's what I want to know.
It'll come through when Sam and the boys are ready to move us.
They don't even know where we are. You wouldn't let me phone them.
That's right. The cops will be listening. We'll trace the call. They know our boys. Relax, A.P.
Yeah, yeah,
then
relax.
The kids will get a message to us. That radio is going to give it to us.
Sure, sure. You say so, I'm supposed to think it's true.
It's all arranged. That little radio over there is going to tell us when Sam thinks it's okay for us to blow and where we're to meet him so that we can get away nice and clean and safe with nobody knowing a thing about it except us.
Blackie, do me one favor, just one. Tell me what I'm doing here with you.
All right, Faraday, I'll tell you. You're on your way to Duke Collins' apartment. He's a radio singer, and he's in trouble.
He don't know what trouble is. I'm really in trouble. Two killers, Murdoch and Dawson, broke jail. Do you know that?
Yes, I do. And if you're a good little boy, maybe I'll help you find them. Right now, I asked you to meet me here because of what you told me.
Because of what I told you? What did I tell you?
Not to take police cases into my own hands. Duke Collins got smacked around while he was talking to me on the telephone. I have to go up to see him. And incidentally, this is his floor.
Go ahead. You have to go up and see him.
So I asked you to come with me.
I like a dope met you. Someday, Blackie. What's the use? I'll never do it. Is this Collins' apartment?
Yeah. You help me clean up this mystery, and then I'll help you with Murdoch and Dawson.
You'll help me? When did you ever help me?
Let's take 2 or 3 days off sometime, and I'll list the cases for you, Inspector.
Yes?
I'm Boston Blackie. This is Inspector Faraday of the police. Are you Collins?
Well, yes.
Where'd you get the shiner, Collins?
I had an accident.
Sure did.
Collins, you called me and said you needed help. What's going on?
Nothing really, Blackie. I thought I was going to have trouble, but it's all okay now. I'm sorry I put you in any bother. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute.
Goodbye, Inspector. Nice to have met you.
Now, what was that all about? What did we come up here for?
That Collins seems to be a nice boy. Nice and scared. Maybe I ought to stick around.
Maybe you ought to do anything you want, but without me. I'm going back to headquarters.
Faraday, I'd like to help you track down Dawson and Murdoch, now that apparently I can't help Mr. Collins. If I only had a place to start.
I'll tell you where to start. In this city somewhere. The alarm went out for those two 5 minutes after they got away.
Mm-hmm.
Every road, every railroad, every bus terminal, every airport has been watched.
Yeah.
They never left this city.
Well, if I were you, I'd watch their friends. They're going to need something, money, clothes, a car maybe. Their friends will be in touch with them.
You don't know Dawson. He's the cleverest crook that ever hit this city. He knows we'll think of that first thing. I guarantee none of his friends know where he is. And even if they did, they'd be under orders to keep away from wherever he's hiding out.
In that case, you've got a tough assignment in this case.
In this case. Listen, in case you're interested, you've got friends in the underworld.
Oh, I wouldn't say that exactly, old pal. I know several characters who talk to me, even though I happen to associate with a police inspector once in a while. Is that what you meant?
Meant? Who knows what I meant? All I know is that I got to get a lead on those two guys. If you hear anything, Blackie, let me know, will you?
Sure, Inspector. Only I've got an idea. It isn't going to be as simple as all that. Those two mugs got out of jail pretty easily. Maybe they'll get out of town just as easily.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Dawson and Murdoch, two criminals, have escaped from detention cells and are holing out in the city. Inspector Faraday is certain that their gang will try to get in touch with them, but so far no attempt has been made. However, Duke Collins, a radio singer, complains that he's been threatened, and while there's no apparent connection between that and the escaped killers, Boston Blackie has an idea the two might be tied up. He and Mary Wesley are in his apartment listening to the radio just before it's time for Collins to sing.
Blackie,
wait a minute, Mary. I want to hear the end of this program.
Hey, you got me, Copper. You got me. Only I told you you'd never take me alive. And you didn't.
Hey, Mike. Look what fell out of his pocket. 2 pennies. All the dough he had, I bet. Well, it only goes to prove that what they say is true. Crime really doesn't pay.
That was good, wasn't it?
Well, Mary, I certainly wish it was as easy to catch crooks in real life as it is in mystery stories.
Oh, I don't know. You don't do so badly.
Well, maybe not. But it isn't easy. Time for that Duke Collins to sing, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. He's wonderful, Blackie. Will you hear him?
Baby, your bobby socks are showing.
Oh, shush. It's time for Collins.
Ladies and gentlemen, Duke Collins Sings, the program originally scheduled for this time, will not be heard. In its place, we present a short interlude of piano music.
Turn that off, will you, Mary? Something funny's going on around here, and I've got an idea that it's all tied up with those two escaped killers, Dawson and Murdoch.
What makes you say that, Blackie? As if you had to have any reason.
Well, Collins called me to say he was threatened. He didn't know why or who it was that threatened him. Then, while I was talking to him, apparently somebody slugged our singing friend. Later, when I went up to see him, he practically told me to mind my own business.
Now, please pardon me for being logical, but what had that to do with two escaped killers?
I don't know. I think that...
Oh, dear, somebody's at the door. I'll get it.
Never mind. I'll go, Mary. I'm near it.
Blackie.
Holy mackerel. What truck hit you?
Let me in, Blackie.
Mary, come over here
please,
quickly.
Let me in.
Pretty badly beaten up guy here.
Blackie, I...
Grab him, Blackie. He's passing out.
Yeah, I've got him. I'll carry him over to this couch.
Yeah, but be careful. He's hurt pretty badly.
He is beaten up pretty badly, but I don't think it's serious. Okay, boy. There we are.
Who is he, Blackie? I've never seen him before.
Who is he, Mary? He's the radio singer that didn't go on the air. He's Duke Collins. Now, take it easy, kid. You're with friends. Do you like telling me what happened to you?
Yeah, sure, Blackie. I couldn't talk to you and Faraday came up to my apartment, but... I wish I had.
I see what you mean. Say, Mary, you better get some stuff from the drugstore.
Right.
Now, let's start from the beginning, Collins.
Well, I got a call threatening me unless I sang a certain song in the air, Blackie.
Yeah?
So I called you right away. Then while I was talking to you, some mug came in and he planted one on my eye.
I'll be right back, Blackie.
Okay. Collins, I gathered... what was happening over the phone, and later I saw your eye.
Yeah.
Then what?
Well, then this mug said that what he did to my eye was just a sample of what would happen if I told anybody about him. And that's why I didn't talk to you and Faraday.
Well, how come you really got beaten up then? You didn't talk.
No, but tonight this fellow got me just as I was going into the broadcasting building. He gave me a song he wanted me to sing. I have it here. When I refused to sing it, he let me have it.
I see. Well, my girlfriend, Mary Wesley, is a nurse, and she's going down to the drugstore to get some stuff to fix you up. You'll be all right as soon as she gets back. Now, let me take a look at that song. Maybe I can get something out of it that'll make somebody sing a different tune.
I gotta get out, Dawson. I tell you, I gotta get out.
Shut up.
I can't. Cooped up in here, nothing happens. I gotta get out.
You'll get out.
That's what you say. How? Who's going to get us out?
The boys.
Boys don't even know where we are.
They'll contact us.
How? It's 2 days. I got to get out of here.
Ah, shut up or I'll clip you.
You'll clip who?
You. You're blowing your top, ape. Now cut it out or I'll give you...
Who's that?
I don't know. Get your gun and get behind that door.
Right. Whoever it is going to get a reception, believe me.
Hear what I tell you. Get behind that door when I open it. If anything's cockeyed, start shooting.
You bet I will.
Who is it?
It's me, Dawson. Eric.
That's the guy who runs this rooming house. This could be a gag. Do what I told you, Abe.
Okay.
You alone, Eric?
Yeah, sure, I'm alone.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, what is it?
Let me in.
Stop with that. What is it?
Dawson, you and your friend, you must get out of here. You said you would stay only one day and one night. Already it is 2 days. I get into trouble.
Is that all? Scrammy, you get into real trouble.
But if the police...
Yeah. Well, that's that, Abe.
Yeah. At least it was some excitement. You know, I almost killed that guy just now.
What for?
I don't know. Maybe just for something to do. Maybe just to keep in practice.
Oh, Mary, I give up.
Well, all right, Blackie, only it might be nice if you told me what it is you're giving up.
Trying to find something in this song that mug wanted Duke Collins to sing. I thought it might have a code or something in it. But if it has, I can't find
it. All I know is it's an awful song.
Well, that much I know. I thought it was a message of some kind. Maybe a message to Murdoch and Dawson, for all we know. This would be a clever way of getting in touch with them and telling them getaway plans, if that's what it is.
You mean Murdoch and Dawson arranged with their gang to tune in on Duke Collins' program every night, and then when a certain song was sung, they'd have a way of finding out what message was in it?
That's right. Say the words over again while I play this, will you, Mary?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Fate was feeling frisky when she made us two meet. She knocked you off the beam and knocked me right off my feet. She made a careful creature when she fashioned you, and I'll hold you in my arms. She kept...
Hold it a second, Mary.
What's the matter?
Mary, I've got it. That song does have a message, and I know what it is now. That song is going on the air tonight.
But Duke Collins is in no shape to sing it.
I know, but I can sing it and make it sound like Collins. I guarantee that. Tonight is song and dance night, Mary. I'll do the song, and it's going to make a couple of killers dance right into Faraday's arms.
Coming up, Blackie. 5 seconds. You nervous?
Anxious, pal, anxious. Do you announce me?
Yeah, that's right. You start to sing on a cue from the control room. All set now?
Take it away. I'm ready.
Okay. We're on the air. Your favorite station now brings you your favorite singer, Duke Collins, in a program of your favorite songs. For his first selection, Duke sings a brand new song never heard on the air before. Duke Collins sings, "And I'll Hold You in My Arms."
Fate was feeling frisky when she made us to meet. She knocked you off the beam and knocked me right off my feet. She made a careful creature when she fashioned you, and I'll hold you.
Nice voice that guy's got, huh, Inspector Faraday?
That's Blackie, you dope. He's singing in Duke Collins' place. You call that good?
Oh, yeah, sure. As good as any of them guys.
I'd rather listen to the motor in this police car.
Yeah. Say, when do we get started after Murdoch and Dawson, Inspector?
We get started when Blackie gets finished.
You getting it all done, Dawson?
Oh, shut up, Abe, till it's finished, will you?
I'm telling you, I know what you're worth. Paradise is plenty nice now that it's right here on earth. So, darling, if you can't wait, why just count up to 10 and I'll hold you in my...
Okay, Abe, shut it off.
What about the message, Dawson? What does it say?
It makes us an appointment to meet the boys tonight at 10, Abe. And believe me, we'll be there.
Keep in the shadows, Abe. We don't want to get picked up any cop now. We're too close to the payoff.
I'll be careful. Clever idea, that song, Dawson. You're a smart guy. Collins' guy didn't show on the air last night. I got panicky.
Yeah, one night or the next, what's the difference? All we got to do now is make the corner and there'll be a car parked there.
Hey, there is a car.
Yeah?
I can see it from here.
Yeah, that's our boys, Ape. They did a good job. Another minute, we're on our way west.
I can hardly wait, Dawson. I can hardly wait.
You ain't got much patience, Ape. You really ain't. Anybody inside?
Wait a minute. No. Nobody. Boys picked the right spot, all right. Main and Waite Street. 10 o'clock and nobody around. Let's go.
Okay, but don't hurry. Just walk over to the car easy like me. You ready?
Right.
Nice work. Hey! Hey, Ape, it's the cops. Let them have it, Ape.
Okay, that's what I've been waiting for. I'll get them. All right, boys, they want to shoot it up. Open up with that Tommy gun, Mike.
Look, I'm Faraday. I'm proud of you, boy. You didn't do bad, Blackie. Thanks for your help.
No trouble. Come on, let's go and see if Murdoch and Dawson are knocked off of Keeps. I'll get out of the car first.
Go ahead.
Right. Back up, will you, fellas? I want to take a look. Dawson's done for, but this other guy...
You mean me? You know, Blackie, Dawson always said I was too impatient. Only... I ain't in no hurry to die.
Okay, Blackie, you did it. I know you did it. Now tell me how.
What was the code in that song you sang over the radio?
Take it easy, Inspector. You know, I want to know the answer to that, too.
Well, both of you will find out at the same time, and that same time happens to be right now. The code in that song was the last word in every other line of it. The complete message was, meet you tonight, Main and Worth, 10. That meant 10 o'clock.
And you knew that that was a message to Dawson and Murdoch from their boys and that they would keep the date, huh?
That's right. My boys took care of Dawson and Murdoch's guys before they showed up. When the two killers got there, we took care of them, too.
You certainly did, Faraday. Congratulations. Now, it's a funny thing. Dawson and Murdoch ordered a love song, and it turned out to be a funeral march.
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. Well, this is one of those titles that makes your head scratch because Duke Collins wasn't murdered, and this wasn't actually a murder mystery. Mystery centered around this song, and to be honest, I actually didn't think it was that horrible. It was cheesy, but I mean, this is Boston Blackie. I did wonder if this was the tune used was based on something else. I think so. I would be very surprised if a composer wrote a fresh score for a song like that. Though Richard Colmer did a good job singing it, I don't think he could quite have like a national primetime radio show singing, but he was definitely pretty good, I thought. I also love the bit where Blackie is listening to the radio detective and offers his tacit approval of the detective ending on a terrible pun. That's just perfect. So I enjoyed this episode. I like the puzzle. Of course, the criminal's plan is one of those plans where you get so clever, you're not very smart. Because there are so many moving parts in getting this message out to their bosses. You have to get somebody to write the song. You have to get somebody to sing the song. And the defect of it not being very hot, honestly feeling like it was probably about a decade out of date, didn't help matters. At any rate, I hope you enjoyed the episode. We will be back tomorrow with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and then next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.